Brilliance Audio.
The Life She Wanted by Anita Abriel. Performed by Valerie Rose Loman. Chapter 1. July, 1926. Hyde Park, New York. Tonight was the night that 20-year-old Pandora Carmichael would be asked to become the future Mrs. Owen Winthrop. She was sure of it. Pandora couldn't recall a time when she didn't have a crush on Owen. Owen had been coming to Riverview, the Van Loyens estate, where Pandora's father was the private tennis instructor, every summer for ages. Pandora always loved sneaking glances at Owen on the court when he played tennis with Archie, the Van Loyens' son and her close friend. How could Pandora not develop feelings for Owen? He was good-looking and charming and had always been so kind to her. This weekend, Owen's parents were hosting their annual July 4th weekend party at Rosecliff, and Pandora was thrilled to be invited. Archie, sitting in the driver's seat, glanced over his shoulder and smiled. "If Pandora's jaw drops any lower, she'll swallow a butterfly," he joked. As the car inched closer to Rosecliff, Pandora allowed herself to be swept up by its grandeur. The house was built in the neoclassical style, with arched French windows and pink marble pilasters. The forecourt was adorned with a bronze statue and manicured hedges. Gardeners must have had to prune them every day. Flowers bloomed everywhere, and to the side of the house there was a greenhouse, a tennis court, and a swimming pool.
"Don't make fun of Pandora," Archie's sister, Virginia, chided from the front passenger seat. "The first time I saw Rosecliff, even I was impressed. At least the Winthrops were smart enough to invite Pandora to the party. She's more interesting than any of the other young women who will be there. All they care about is finishing their season with a diamond ring on their left hand and an appointment to view the bridal suite at the plaza."
"Most girls aren't like you. They want to get married," Archie reminded her. "Even Pandora. Why shouldn't she? There's nothing wrong with wanting to have a husband and family."
"That's easy for you to say. You're a man. No one's going to stop you from doing anything," Virginia replied darkly. "You weren't thrown out of Princeton simply for hosting a literary discussion."
Virginia had been asked to leave Smith College last April for using the dormitory as a literary salon. If she had asked permission, the college president, William Nielsen, explained to Virginia's parents, it might have been different. Instead, Virginia bought up all the copies of The Awakening by Kate Chopin at the bookstore and distributed them to the girls on her floor. Her roommate was so upset by the novel's themes of female sexual awakening and women's discontent with becoming only wives and mothers that she called her mother and insisted she pick her up and take her home. After Virginia was expelled, she spent the next month applying to other colleges. Vassar in Poughkeepsie agreed to let her take a few classes in the fall, as did Barnard in New York. But neither school would let her attend full-time or live in a dormitory.
"I envy Pandora," Virginia continued, resting her elbow on the car window.
"She gets to live in New York by herself in the fall. I'll be cooped up at Riverview or under Mother's strict supervision at the townhouse on Fifth Avenue." Pandora listened quietly from the back seat. She was supposed to attend secretarial school in New York in the fall, although it was the last thing she wanted. She couldn't imagine spending her life taking dictation and fending off unwanted advances. Instead, she dreamed of being a fashion designer, of opening a dress boutique in Hyde Park, and one day having a larger boutique on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. Being married to Owen would not only mean marrying the love of her life, it would also give her the status and resources to pursue her goals. The doors that had never been opened to her, the life she had merely caught glimpses of in the years that her father worked for the Van Loyens, would be hers. Their conversation was interrupted by a flock of chickens coming close to the car.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?